It's coming.
Oh.
Not that kind of coming.
Oh.
It's coming to BFO. All next week.
No, Santa's
not so. Dead, anything but dead.
Oh my God, oh my God.
Don't miss the return of Shart Week.
All next week on BigFattyOnline.com.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
No. Not dead, anything but dead.
Oh my God, oh my God.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3946 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 21st of March, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
I'm going to tell you all about my day. Y'all, we're going to go through and catch up on some e-letters, Big Fatty. Hello, Shardas, Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well, y'all. You're Sharders. You've probably been Sharders, but y'all, now is the time. Now is the time to get your Shart stories into Big Fatty, because y'all, next week is Shart Week. Y'all, it's a tradition like no other. And, Big Fatty, I thought that was some kind of garf. I think the masters stole that tagline from us. Yes, Big Fatty, if you've shat yourself or just about shat yourself or know someone who shat themselves or whatever, Big Fatty, you know lots of people who've shat themselves. Well, it's true, and more and more every year. So, y'all, get your Shart stories in. Just send Big Fatty. You can send it in an e-letter or a voice letter. Big Fatty, has Miss Beaver ever sharted? I don't know. This one thing you don't ask a lady. Yes, Big Fatty. Did you get railed last night? No, that's not. No. Miss Beaver, have you sharted yourself? Big Fatty, I thought you weren't supposed to ask that of a lady. Well, we're asking Miss Beaver.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 21st of March, y'all, we have a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I met this person, I think it's probably been 3 or 4 years ago, and y'all, I think that he and his husband were in town for St. Fatty's Day, because I think they went to the parade or something like that. My memory fails me, but I believe that's it. Every year he sends me pictures of how he decorates his house for the gay crema. Y'all just goes all out. All out, I'm telling you. Yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, I am... talking about none other than the one and only Stacy in Hillsborough. We love Stacy in Hillsborough. Yo, he used to live somewhere else. I want to say Durham, but maybe that's not right. But he's in Hillsborough now. Yes, Big Betty. So y'all, he and his husband were just as nice as they could be. Oh, y'all, we went to the Dudley Do-Rights. Big Fatty, why would you do that to someone that was being nice to you? Well, I wouldn't do that nowadays. Yes, Big Fatty, but y'all, if you see Stacy in Hillsborough on the 20th, the Metal Space, or the Woolly Mammoth, we wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake.
Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
The Pooh Bumpa, it's true. And you know, y'all, it's another reminder of Shark Week, so y'all get your shark together, Big Fatty Vulgar. Well, y'all, let's see, after I spoke to you on Sunday, Veda and I did not record the LFC. Got a message from him saying, oh, can we do it on Monday? So, y'all, I hadn't heard a word. Don't know what the traumatic experience at the Sam's Club was, but evidently, y'all, by the way, the Atlanta Braves just beat the Tampa Bay, what are those, Stingrays? Anyway, y'all, I get these little messages on my Apple clock, but one moment, please. Y'all, I'm having the cinnamon apple. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Nothing says spring like cinnamon apple. Y'all, by the way, spring. Spring has not sprung here in Charleston yet. It's officially starts at 5:24 p.m., and I'm recording prior to that. And y'all, it's cold over here, Big Fatty. But it certainly doesn't feel like spring. Yes, Big Fatty, maybe that rodent was correct. Well, I guess. But anyway, y'all, so I didn't record with Veda, but y'all, I watched the sports ball again, thinking, holding a Mean King close to my heart with his team's passing. Ready? Y'all watch the 60 minutes as the old people do, and it was good. It was good. Sports ball ran over, but I got to watch it. I don't know what I watched after that. Y'all, I think I just piddled around, Big Fatty. And I headed to bed about 9 p.m. in the evening. I was tired. Oh yes, Big Fatty, riding in the car for 2 hours, it will exhaust you. It will, especially y'all. I forgot to tell you on the way back, Granny started reading Bible verses. I don't know what the hell was going on with that, but Big Fatty, I think he's lost his mind. Well, he may have, but anyway. Y'all, I don't know what happened, but I looked up and it looked like the micro hoist wasn't working properly, and y'all, somehow it went over to the IMAX micro hoist. I don't know what happened, but it happened. But y'all, I've got it back on the on the Yeti. You know, the Yes, Big Fatty, the abominable micro-hoist now. So hopefully you can hear me a little bit better. Big Fatty, we liked it better when we really couldn't hear you. But anyway, and I don't know what I was talking about. Yo, but I went to bed. Granny was telling Bible verses or something. And anyway, y'all, Derwin and I both looked at each other like, what in the hell is wrong with him? One moment, please. So, anyway, and but y'all, by the way, you know Big Fatty, he does not correct his mistakes. Big Fatty, I didn't know you made any. Well, I usually don't. But anyway, y'all slept like a baby. Y'all woke up at 5 a.m. in the morning. And I got up and tee-teed. I didn't really have to, but I figured since I was awake, I would go ahead and take care of business, as they say. And then I put on the Apple clock, and at 10 minutes to 7, get up, Miss Gail King's not waiting for anyone. And so I got up, had my breakfast, y'all had rye toast again, did all my puzzles. Y'all, my sister-in-law got the puzzle on the Wordle on Monday and 2. And y'all, I, you know, Big Fatty, you didn't get it into, no, I didn't. And, anyway, y'all, after breakfast and my puzzles and reading the paper and everything, y'all, the nip stopped by and we were off on the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, did the big circle, came back. Big Fatty had a little bit of cheese from Carolina Cheese and Provisions. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, I hear it's a lovely place to visit. It's true. And watched The Price is Right. And, y'all, then I got my share. And, y'all, I laid down for a little nip and nap. I've got a little bit of a dull headache. It's kind of like I hadn't had McCaffrey, and you know, it's just kind of that, but anyway, but got up and y'all did the inner circle with the nip, and I've come back now, and y'all had my leftovers from our supper on Saturday night. I had the chicken marsala in the wine and mushroom sauce over the fettuccine. Y'all, it's two big old bazooms of the chicken on the plate, and, you know, it came with the solid and the garlic knots and all this kind of stuff, and y'all, I couldn't eat it all, so I brought one of the bazooms and some of the fettuccine back. Y'all, it was lovely. It was just a lovely early supper, and, yes, Big Fatty, we love to eat before even the early bird special. It's true. And, y'all, now I'm sitting here and recording the little show. And, y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're having it up. You're having it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Fart pants. I'm at the airport in Minneapolis, and so as soon as I got off my aeroplano, and that's Mexican for aeroplano, I went to Brugger's Bagels because it was the closest place, plus I know I love it, and I got the bagel with the salty gravy sauce or whatever it is, cream cheese or whatever that tastes like gravy. Anyway, so I came to the food court to sit because it's newly renovated, and I have to burp. Oh my God, I got to burp. And okay, I'm going to burp. I'm going to try not to burp. I can't talk. Okay, so I'm... here, and I didn't know they had a Shake Shack. And if I'd known they had a Shake Shack. I hate when I lose my cellular phone. Anyway, so there's a Shake Shack here or whatever, and if I would have known that, I would have came here and eaten here instead. They have shakes and hot dogs and floats and beer and wine and burgers and frozen custard and fries and shakes, and I would have eaten here. But anyway, it always reminded me of Patrick Plain. So him and Michael would go take the puppies for a little drive or whatever, and then they would go to Shake Shack. But it's like Patrick Plain is like the only person I know who can go someplace, and his food bill is like in the hundreds or whatever. So maybe Shake Shack is expensive. Anyway, it just seems like their food bill was always like $65 or $80 at the Shake Shack. Maybe I'm exaggerating. Maybe he could correct me if I'm wrong. All right. Woodhaven.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always loving to hear from you. And yes, the Shake Shack, that Daniel Bima took me to the Shake Shack the very first time up there in the Connecticut. Y'all, they have good French fried potatoes. I remember that. And it's good hamburger, too. And really like their French fried potatoes. And so Miss Bagel. Oh, Miss Bacon, you should have gotten I don't know if you said you went to Brugger's. I couldn't understand what you were saying. And, you know, the best bagel is the Brugger's poppy seed bagel toasted dark slathered, I tell you, in real butter. It's the best there is. But, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for that. By the way, Miss Bacon, did you see I posted on the 20? On the 20, I'm right across the Scarlet Roof Hotel and Conference Center in the Dirty Myrtle is the Woodhaven Pancake House. And, y'all, it's lovely. Just lovely. Big Fatty, did you eat there? No. I hear it's very expensive. It's kind of like Shake Shack, from what I understand. Shake Shack is not cheap, but it's delicious. I went to Shake Shack also out in Lost Wages. Who else went with me? I want to say Hendrick went, and I'm sure there was somebody else. Yes, Big Fatty. I don't know. But anyway, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. And y'all, that is the final call Big Fatty has. Y'all, I'm all caught up on things. And yes, Big Fatty, we figured since next week's going to be Shark Week, you ain't got shit for content. Next week I will have shit for content. Oh, that's a good one, Big Fatty. I wonder if Miss Bagel laughed at that one. Yeah, Miss Bagel. Oh, dear guys, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, we're heading to the Page's Okra Grill for supper today with Olive and the gals. Y'all, Gay Country West, the Gay Country Boy, sent me a link. Y'all, it says that the Page's Okra Grill was listed in the Southern Living magazine as one of the best, or the best, family-owned local businesses in the state of South Kakalaki. Big Fatty! So that, of course, means they'll be raising their prices. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Stinkpot with that preview of Shark Week. And Stinkpot, what do you got to tell us about your show?
Anything but that!
Oh my God!
Well, you know, maybe, yes, I think that too when that cricket is on.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331. Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.